take care of it.
Take care of the mosquitoes.
In L kind of situation like this, what would be this part of the roof? Would go like this?
This roof would like that, and this one like that. This way.
And it would form, would it form a kind of thing like this?
Well, the gutters went all the way around, you see. Wooden gutters.
Mm-hmm.
And had one going to the cistern, which wasn't connected until they wanted to get some water now. And you'd wait till the rain a good deal to wash all the dust and stuff off the roof. And then if you wanted to turn it into the well, you could turn this gutter into the well.
Mm-hmm.
But this water in this well at this grandfather's house must have been subterranean water, because that well never did go dry. We always had plenty of good water. Mm-hmm. But this grandfather quite often had to turn some water into the well.
I see.
And
did you ever call this a valley? The valley of the roof?
Yeah, sure, that's the valley.
The reason I ask that question is that where it was called, where that was called a valley, then the place, the things to catch water would be called gutters.
Well, the gutters were, these were gutters, and the valleys was down in between where the roofs came together.
Other people would call the valley, what you describe as the valley, they call that a gutter, and they use these as eaves troughs.
Yeah. Well, our gutters were made out of wood shaped like that, see,
mm-hmm.
right around the house.
Mm-hmm.
And it carried the water off.
How did you heat? Would you tell me about your heating arrangements?
Just enormous fireplaces was all.
And in each room?
Each room had a big fireplace.
Mm-hmm. And how would you start the fire?
In the morning?
Yes. You have a recollection of how?
One of the niggers would come in and start it. Mm-hmm. They always kept a big backlog. They had a backlog they'd put on at night. The last thing, you put this big log on behind, and they would put ashes up over the fire. And the next morning, it's very simple, just go there and bring in some kindling, and in just a few minutes, they'd have the fire going, rake the ashes back, and that would be the coals.
Mm-hmm.
Be smolder there all night, and this big back log, an enormous log, and just throw on some fresh fuel, and off she went.
You had pine when you were
a boy. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did you ever call that fat pine?
Fat pine. Use that to start a fire with. And by the way, this house, these floors that we're standing on, are fat pine. This house is nearly 100 years old. And that porch out there, I had it buffed off here a couple of months ago. And the fellow said, this floor is made out of fat pine. You know it? I said, sure, I know it. And this whole house is made out of hard pine and cypress.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't have been here nearly 100 years had it not been made out of good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it is good lumber in this house. And it's been here a long time. This house was built in 1880.
The different parts of the fireplace that you recall?
Well, we had a big pair, and each one of them had a big pair of andirons. The niggers called them dog irons.
Mm-hmm.
Big iron andirons. And one of them, in this grandfather's house, they were beautiful things. Came up in brass, big brass tops to them. But all of them had andirons, or they called them dog irons.
Mm-hmm. And the place that was built out in the floor, what was that?
Hearth. That was the hearth. Brick.
Brick.
Uh-huh. Yeah, brick. Big brick hearth, and you—that's why you never burn green wood in your, because it pop out, you know, and burn the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
So you always tried to use cured wood. It wouldn't pop. That green wood would pop and splutter. It didn't burn good.
And above the fireplace,
the mantel.
What did you have on that?
Oh boy. Well, my grandmother used to make her own lighters. She'd get pretty paper and roll it, had a big vase full, always vase full of lamp lighters up there on them, in a big vase. She liked to get pretty paper and roll them out about that long, you know, bend them at the end, keep them unrolling. She always kept us. And on each end was a couple, I still got the brass candlesticks. I'd show them to you. They'd set on each end of the mantel with these big brass candlesticks. And she kept this lighters and various things. My grandfather kept a box of tobacco up there for his pipe.
Uh-huh.